Audre Lorde once said, "Caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation, and that is an act of political warfare." And for any Black woman listening right now, you know what that means because you've lived what that means. Welcome to Unboxed, the podcast where we dig into what it means to show up fully, freely, and fearlessly as Black women navigating the world. I'm your host, Caitlin Parker. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to Unboxed. You can find this podcast and all episodes on Spotify and YouTube. Please be sure to subscribe. If you're a new listener, welcome. And if you've been listening, thanks for sticking with me as we unbox ourselves. Today, I want to talk to you about two heavy shadows that tend to follow us into rooms that we've earned our ways into: imposter syndrome and perfectionism. But I'm not here to frame this as some sort of struggle story. I'm here to explore what it really looks like to strive for authenticity and success while still choosing softness, grace, and truth. Because this is not about being flawless. It's about being free. Literally just 2 weeks ago, when I started my internship, I felt like the biggest fraud. I dressed the part, I knew what I was talking about, and I was offered a position to be there. But even still, I felt so much overwhelming doubt about my place in that space and if I was supposed to be there. I'm in the pitch meeting and I'm in a full body shake. I'm sweating, my heart's beating fast, my stomach's hurting. Like, I'm completely panicking at the thought of everyone realizing, like, hey y'all, this girl is actually not supposed to be here. That voice in my head crept in and said, "What are you even doing here?" And I knew that I'd worked hard. I had all the qualifications, I had the offer, I had the experience, but still, that voice was so much louder than my logic. And that's what imposter syndrome does, because it doesn't care about your resume. It doesn't care about your accomplishments. It attacks your being, not your doing. It makes you question whether your presence is legitimate in spaces. And if you're a Black woman in a predominantly white or male space, that feeling can multiply. You start to ask, not just, am I good enough, but am I safe to be myself here? And that moment was a mirror for me. And not because it reflected any failure on my behalf, but because it showed me how deep these doubts run. Even though I was doing everything right and I knew that I had earned my place there. Here's the thing, we often treat imposter syndrome like it's a personal insecurity, but there's a bigger system at play. In a Harvard 2023 Business Review study, Black professionals were among the most likely to report imposter feelings, especially Black women. And 1/3 of Black women in academia reported feeling like they were faking it regularly, despite their degrees, their accomplishments, and tenure. Why? Because the spaces we enter weren't always built with us in mind. We walk into rooms with generations of underrepresentation behind us, and we carry the pressure to be the only, the first, the exception, the best, and those pressures, they feed the lie that you have to be more just to be enough. Hey, you guys. Again, this is Caitlin Parker, and you're listening to Unboxed. Thank you for joining me. Now, let's talk about perfectionism, because imposter syndrome rarely shows up alone. It always brings perfectionism to the party. And that one, she's subtle, she's slick. She says, don't just succeed, do without mistakes. Do it while looking effortless. Do it while smiling. Do it alone and carry it all. Don't let them see you sweat. Don't ask for help. I'm a college student now, and I am in so many organizations with so many leadership positions, and there are a lot of people who rely on me and look to me. And one thing that I'm struggling with is asking for help. And it's not because I don't need it, but because I'm afraid that people will think that I can't handle my responsibilities. I'm always thinking, if I drop the ball, they'll literally never trust me with anything ever again. And I'm afraid to make mistakes and to ask for help because I don't want to fall off the pedestal of perfection that I've placed myself on. The pedestal of perfection, and that's heavy for me. But what I'm learning is that perfectionism doesn't protect me. It isolates me. It robs me of my rest, of my community, of grace, of peace. And I've noticed that I perform to be competent when what I really need is connection. And here's the truth. Perfectionism is not a badge of honor. It's a survival response. And a lot of us learned it really early from school, from church, the media, from trying to be twice as good, which I'm sure we've all heard. But excellence and perfection aren't the same thing, and they never have been, because one is rooted in joy and the other one is rooted in fear. And I had to ask myself, what would it look like to chase my joy instead of the validation of others? What would it look like if I fully embraced myself, mistakes and all, without any shame or guilt? Because what if my success isn't about being flawless or being perfect, but actually about being free? And what if me just being whole and being myself is the real win? And I think success looks like choosing boundaries over burning out. It looks like saying no without feeling guilt. And it also looks like asking for help without shame. You know, like if you sat in a room and you said, I belong here, even if I'm not perfect, even if I haven't accomplished everything that I want to. So what do we do with all of this? And even though I'm still learning, here's what I think. First, we have to name it. We have to start calling these feelings out, because when the voices in our heads start to say, you don't belong here, you're not worthy of this, you're a fraud, we have to start responding by saying, actually, I earned this and I'm supposed to be here. Secondly, we should start to build more community. We need to talk about these things with each other and share our stories and normalize not being okay all the time. We have to start being vulnerable with each other. And third, we have to give ourselves permission to be perfectly unfinished, to be okay with messing up or making mistakes or pausing or resting or just being ourselves in general. Because Black womanhood, it shouldn't be about suffering quietly. It shouldn't be about doing it alone. And it also shouldn't be about doing it perfectly. It should be about becoming ourselves as loudly, softly, and as authentically as we see fit. So if you're listening and you felt like you're the only one who has ever questioned your worth, please, please, please hear me when I say you are not alone and you are not an imposter. You are a work in progress, and you don't have to be everything to be enough, because at the end of the day, we're all learning. So thank you for joining me today. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone you love and take a moment for yourself. And remember to breathe deeply, reflect honestly, and remind yourself you don't need to prove anything to anyone to be worthy of peace. And I've been journaling for a few months now, just trying to be more aware of what I'm feeling and who I'm becoming. And I think it's very important for us as Black women to be more in tune with ourselves and our emotional and mental journeys. And considering that our podcast episode today was us taking the time to reflect on imposter syndrome and perfectionism, here is our journal prompt of the day. Think back to a moment where you didn't feel like enough or like you belonged. Now, respond to that moment with compassion. What would you say to remind yourself of who you are? This has been Unboxed. Again, I'm Caitlin Parker. You can find this podcast on Spotify and YouTube. Please be sure to subscribe. Until next time, stay soft, stay sharp, and stay you.